们看以处的圣经。
Please turn with me in your Bible.
出埃及记第二十九章。
Exodus chapter 29.
我们从三十八节念起，念到四十六节。
We'll read in Chinese from verse 38 to the end 46.
出埃及记二十九章三十八节。
Exodus chapter 29, starting from verse 38.
你每天所要献在坛上的，就是两只一岁的羊羔，早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献那一只。和这一只羊羔同献的，要用细面一法十分之一，和熬成的酒一心四分之三四分之一调和，又用酒一心四分之一作为甜剂。那一只羊羔要在黄昏的时候献上，照着早晨的数祭和奠祭的礼办理，作为献给耶和华馨香的活祭。这要在耶和华面前会幕门口做你们世世代代常献的燔祭。我要在那里与你们相会，和你们说话。我要在那里与以色列人相会，会幕就要因我的荣耀成为圣。我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦和他的儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分。我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的。为要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
We just read Exodus chapter 29, starting from verse 38 to the end of the chapter.
我们再看第三十四章。
Please now turn with me to Exodus chapter 34.
我们读第十节。
Verse 10.
实在我们是需要从十节念起，一直念到二十八节。
We actually need to read from verse 10 to 28.
但是为着时间的缘故，我就挑几节来读一下。
But I will select only a few verses to read for you.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华说，我要立约，要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的。在你四围的外邦人就要看见耶和华的作为，因我向你所行的是可畏惧的事。我今天所吩咐你的，你要谨守。我要从你面前撵出亚摩利人、迦南人、赫人、比利西人、西魏人、亚布斯人。你要谨慎，不可与你所去的那地的居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网络。
Would you read verse 10, 11, and 12?
我们再看第十八节。
Verse 18.
你要守逾越节，你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚伯月内所定的日期吃无酵饼七天，因为你是这亚伯月内出了埃及。
We just read verse 18.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
在收割出所麦子的时候，要守七七节，又在年底。要守收藏期，你们一切男丁要一年三次召见主耶和华以色列的神。我要从你面前赶出外邦人，扩张你的境界。你一年三次上去召见耶和华你神的时候，并没有人贪累贪摸你的地图。
We just read from verse 22 to 24.
我们再看《约翰福音》第四章。
Please now turn with me to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章二十三节、二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵。所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
We just read John chapter 4 verses 23 and 24.
我们这一次一同在主的面前看那山上的样式。
Today, we have recently seen the pattern in the Mount.
我们知道一切关于神的事情都有山上的样式。
And all things related to God have the pattern in the Mount.
凡是出于神的。
And all that comes from God.
凡是归给神的。
And all that's returned back to God.
必须要遵照山上的样式。
Has to be based on the pattern in the Mount.
因为如果不是山上的样式。
If it's not based on the pattern in the Mount.
那就不是出于神的。
Then it does not come from God.
如果不是照着山上的样式，
if it's not based on the pattern in the Mount,
就不能回到神那里去。
And therefore, this cannot return back to God.
所以，无论是我们基督徒个人的生活，
no matter where is a Christian's individual life,
无论是我们教会团体的生活，
or the life of a corporate life,
无论是我们在神面前的侍奉。
Or the service before our God,
和我们在神面前的敬拜，
or worship to our God,
我们看见说这一切都有山上的样式。
All of these have the pattern given to us in the Mount.
神并没有让我们随着我们自己的私意来行走。
The Lord does not allow us to walk on His own path according to our own will.
神都给我们山上的样式可以遵守。
And he has given to us a pattern that we may follow.
摩西在神的家中是忠心的仆人。
Moses was a faithful servant in the household of God.
他的忠心就在他遵行那山上的样式。
And his faithfulness was based on the fact that he followed the pattern.
在一切的事情上，他都小心照着山上的样式做。
And in all things, he is very careful to base it on the pattern given to him on the mount.
今天我们如果要做神忠心的仆人，
if today we want to be the faithful servants of God,
我们也必须谨慎。
We must also be very careful.
在一切的事情上都要照着山上的样式去做。
That in all things, we must base it on the pattern given to us in the mount.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we praise and give glory to our God.
他不但给我们山上的样式，
not only has given to us this pattern,
他也因着他极大的恩典，
but because of his great grace,
他叫我们今天也能得着那本物的真相，
but we can also receive the image of the real thing.
所以一面我们必须要遵守山上的样式，
so one way we must follow the pattern on the mount,
我们要从神的话语里面来寻找那个样式。
We must, through the words of our God, find this pattern.
因为在神的话语里面给我们看见那山上的样式。
Because in God's words, we see the pattern of the mount.
我们还是要借着圣灵在我们里面的工作。
But through the Spirit working inside of us,
把我们带到那样式后面的那个实际的里面去。
We want to see what is behind the pattern, the real reality behind this pattern.
因为那个样式不过是一个影儿。
Because this pattern is only the shadow.
虽然是紧要的，
although it is very important,
也是必须遵守的。
It is something we must follow.
因为如果我们连那个样式都没有了，
but if we don't even have this pattern,
我们怎么能摸着那本物的真相？
Then how can we test the real image, the real thing?
但是就是我们有了山上的样式，
but even if we have this pattern,
如果没有摸着那本物的真相，
but if we have not touched the reality, that real thing,
这个还不能满足神的心意。
This cannot satisfy God's desire.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
真是巴不得神把那山上的样式给我们看见。
We hope that the Lord will allow us to see the pattern in the mount.
在神的话语里面，
and in God's words,
有山上的样式。
We see the pattern.
我们相信说，
and we believe and say,
无论是个人的生活，
if it is a personal Christian life,
无论是团体的生活，
or corporate life,
无论是我们侍奉或者敬拜，
or service on worship,
神的话语里面都有样式给我们看见。
In God's words, we have a pattern that we all may see.
而这些都是我们应当遵守的。
And this is something which we should follow.
但是感谢赞美神，
we praise our Lord.
他的圣灵也在我们的里面。
His Holy Spirit is also in us.
也可以说圣灵照在他的话语的上面。
And we say that the Spirit is enlightening on His words.
叫在这个话语的里面，我们看见了基督。
So that in His words we may see Christ.
这样我们就能碰着那本物的真相。
And therefore, we can only touch and feel the image of the real thing.
我们今天早晨要交通在山，照着山上的意象来敬拜。
Today we had a fellowship on, based on the vision given on the mount, how are we to worship?
我们知道敬拜是宇宙中一件最大的事情。
We know that in the universe, the worship is the most biggest thing and important thing of all.
神创造万有。
The Lord created all.
神把万物赐给我们。
And he given us all things.
就是叫我们能敬拜他。
So that we may all worship him.
在《生命记》第六章第十三节的里面。
In Leviticus.
生命记 Deuteronomy.
Oh, excuse me, Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章十三节里面。
In Deuteronomy 6:13, we are told.
你们要敬畏耶和华你们的神，要侍奉他。
We are to fear the Lord our God, and we are to serve him.
我们知道这句话是我们的主耶稣在受试探的时候所引用的。
And we know that these were the words used by our Lord Jesus Christ when he was tempted.
在马太第四章第十节的里面。
And in Matthew 4:10, we are told.
当我们的主耶稣受试探的时候。
When our Lord was tempted.
他就用生命记上面的话来回答那试探者。
He used the words of Deuteronomy to go back to the tempter.
他说你要敬拜耶和华你的神，但要侍奉他。
You are to fear the Lord and also worship him.
你要敬拜他。
You are to worship him.
并且要侍奉他。
And also to serve him.
所以我们知道敬拜和侍奉是分不开的。
So service and worship, these cannot be separated.
如果今天我们的侍奉里面没有敬拜。
And if our service, we don't have worship.
我们的侍奉不是从敬拜而出来的。
And our service does not come from worship.
我们的侍奉也不能带进敬拜。
And our service cannot bring us into worship.
我们这样的侍奉实在是虚空的。
And this kind of service is emptiness.
真正的侍奉。
The true service.
都是从敬拜里面出来的。
It has to come out of worship.
实在说来，侍奉就是一种的敬拜。
And we can say service is a form of worship.
所以有了侍奉，一定会引到敬拜的里面去。
So if you have service, it leads you into worship.
所以我们看见敬拜这件事情是何等的重要。
So we see how important worship is.
实在说来，我们人被创造的时候。
When we were created as men,
神就把这个敬拜创造在我们人的里面。
The Lord also created the element of worship inside of us.
因为神造我们的人虽然是完全的。
Although the Lord made us completely,
但是我们这个人不是自足的，不是 self-sufficient.
But we are not self-sufficient.
虽然神造我们是那样的美丽。
Although he calls us such a beautiful way,
那样的奇妙。
And how miraculously
实在叫我们越想越觉得奇妙。
And the more we think, the more miraculous it is.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget.
我们这个人虽然是那样奇妙地创造出来。
Although we're such a miraculous creation.
但是我们这个人不是一个自足的人。
But we are not self-sufficient.
换一句话说。
That is to say.
我们这个人不能独立的。
That is to say, we cannot be independent.
因为我们里头还是不够的。
Because inside is not enough.
在宇宙的中间，只有神是自足的。
Only in the whole universe, only the Lord himself is self-sufficient.
神乃是自由、自足、自封的神。
He is free. He is self-sufficient at all.
他不需要依靠任何其他的事物。
He does not rely on anything at all.
他是自足的神。
He is a self-sufficient Lord.
但是我们人不是自足的。
But yet we humans are not self-sufficient.
虽然我们人在造物中是最高的。
Although we are the biggest creation of all.
但是我们这个人不是自足的。
But yet we are not self-sufficient.
因着这个缘故，在我们里面总是一个敬拜的意念。
And for this reason, inside of us, we also have the desire of worship.
我们需要依靠。
We must rely on him.
我们需要一位比我们更高的，我们来依靠他。
We need someone that's higher than us to rely upon.
这个就是敬拜在我们的里面。
And this is worship inside of us.
什么叫做敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
敬拜一面是看见神的地位和他的荣耀。
In one way, worship is see the position and glory of God.
我们看见说有一位神，他的地位是何等的高。
We see the position of God, how high His position is.
我们看见这一位的神是何等的荣耀。
We see how glorious this God is.
因着看见他是这样的一位神，我们就敬拜他。
And we see Him as this kind of God, therefore we must worship Him.
敬拜在另一方面。
But in worship another way,
是看见我们自己的不够。
We see how incomplete we are.
看见我们自己的不足。
We see we are not enough.
因为我们自己不够不足的缘故。
Because we are not enough.
所以我们必须要依靠，要敬拜比我们更高更大的神。
We must rely and worship a God that is bigger and greater than us.
什么叫做敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
敬拜不是在外面的一个形式。
Worship is not something you do on the outward appearance.
敬拜乃是在我们心里面，我们欣赏我们的神。
But worship is something inside how we enjoy our Lord.
我们知道在英文里头，这个 worship 这个字。
We know in the English text worship.
这个字在旧的英文里面。
And in the old English.
英文也有旧英文啊，和新式的英文了。
We have new English and the older English.
好像我们中文一样。
Just like in Chinese.
我记得小的时候，我念圣经是念文理圣经的。
When I read Chinese in the past, it was an older text.
今天恐怕有许多新时代的人没有办法念文理的圣经了。
And for those who are used to this translation, not used to the classical text.
我们现在读的圣经，那是白话的圣经。
Right now, it's written in the common language.
英文也是一样。
And the English is also the
在古的英文的里面。
In the old English,
这一个字 worship.
This word worship.
那是 worship.
The worship was all this is called worship.
就是说他是配的。
That is that he was worthy.
Worth 就是配。
Worth means that he is worthy.
因为看见他是配。
We see that he is worthy.
所以我们敬拜他。
Therefore we worship him.
你不会敬拜一个说不配的。
You will not worship a person who is not worthy.
你不会敬拜一个比你更低的。
You will not worship a person who is lower than you are.
你能敬拜他。
You can worship him.
因为你觉得他是配。
Because you feel that he is worth it.
你欣赏他。
You enjoy him.
这一个就是敬拜。
And this is called worship.
什么叫做敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
敬拜乃是顺服。
Worship means submission.
当我们在敬拜神的时候
，We worship our Lord.
不是说我们五体投地呀、啊，这个就是敬拜了。
That's we put bow our heads down without any forms.
虽然这个五体投地呀、啊、是一个敬拜的一个方式
，Although one way worship is to bow our heads down.
但是真正的敬拜是你的心在神的面前俯伏下来。
But the real worship is that our hearts bow before Him.
你是完全伏在他大能的底下。
All of you is bow before His almighty power.
你承认说他的智慧是超过你的。
You acknowledge that His wisdom is better than yours.
你承认说他所做的都是好的。
And you acknowledge that all that He does is good.
虽然你不明白。
Although you don't understand.
但是你知道他是你的神。
But you know that He is your God.
所以你伏在他大能的底下。
You bow before His almighty power.
这个态度就是敬拜。
And this attitude is worship.
敬拜是个里面的一个态度。
Worship is the attitude that comes from the inside.
敬拜是个里面的爱。
Worship is the love that comes from inside.
敬拜是里面的服。
And worship is submission inside.
所以我们看见敬拜这件的事情。
And so we see that worship, this thing,
实在是宇宙中间一个最荣耀的事情。
That amongst the whole universe, this is such a glorious thing.
因为在全宇宙中，唯有神是配得做敬拜。
Because in the whole universe, only God is worthy of our worship.
除了神之外，没有其他任何的人事物是配得做敬拜的。
Except the Lord Himself, there's nothing in the whole universe that's worthy of our worship.
我们可以敬重一个人。
We can respect the person.
但是我们不能敬拜一个人。
But we cannot worship a person.
因为人都不配。
Because no person is worthy.
只有我们的神永远是配。
Because only our God Himself is worthy.
敬拜是属于神的。
And worship belongs to God.
敬拜不是属于神之外的人事物的。
And worship does not belong to anything else.
但是在宇宙的中间。
But amongst the universe.
敬拜也是成了一个极大的一个征战。
Worship becomes a great battle.
我们知道敬拜今天在宇宙的中间。
We know that worship in the universe.
乃是一个宇宙的一个征战的焦点。
It is the point where people battle upon.
神是神。
God is God.
他是创造万有的神。
He's the creator of all things.
唯有他配得做敬拜。
And only is he worthy of our praise.
天上的众军都敬拜他。
And every world person in the world will worship him.
天上那些天使是他所创造的。
The angels were created by him.
所以天使都在那里敬拜他。
So the angels all worship him.
但是有一天。
One day,
有一个天使
one angel,
神所创造的一个天使长
the archangel created by God,
他骄傲起来了
he became proud,
他要抢夺神的敬拜
and he wanted to take away some of the worship to God,
他要抢夺神的地位
he wanted to take it over his position,
他没有看见神的地位
he did not see God's position,
他没有看见神的荣耀
he did not see the glory of God,
他没有看见自己的卑微
I see his humble position.
他高待他自己
And he exalted himself.
他要与神同等
He want to be equal to God.
他要分神的荣耀
And he want to take part of God's glory.
因着这个缘故
And because of this reason,
他就把自己变成撒旦
He changed himself into Satan.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
从那一天开始
From that day forth,
敬拜就成了一个征战的焦点
That day forth, worship became a battle point.
究竟是神得做敬拜呢
If, should God receive our worship?
或者撒旦得做敬拜
Or Satan receive our worship?
等到神创造人的时候
And when God created man,
人把人神把人放在伊甸园里面
And when man was placed in the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里面
And in the Garden of Eden,
神说所有树上的果子你都可以吃
all the fruits you may eat,
唯有那分别善恶树的果子你不能吃
but only the fruit of discernment you cannot eat,
因为你吃的日子你必定要死
as if you eat of this fruit then you would die of that day,
神为什么给这样的命令呢
then why did God give this commandment?
因为神要人看见
because God wanted man to see,
虽然人在造物中乃是一个杰作
Although he is the masterpiece of all creation,
但是究竟他是一个被造的人。
But yet he is a creation.
人在万物之上。
He is created beyond all things.
但是在一位神之下。
But he is below this one God.
神要人知道他的地位。
God wants man to know his position.
他并不是全能全主的神。他不是一个全能全足的神
He's not almighty self-sufficient God
虽然神给他许许多多的恩典
Although the Lord gives him many blessings
但是究竟他是一个人
But yet he is still a man
所以他要知道他的地位
So he must know his position
他要听神的话
He must listen to God's word
他要服在神大能的手下
He must submit to the almighty hand of God
他要承认神是比他高的
He must admit that God is greater than he is
他要顺服神
He must submit to God
但是我们人在伊甸园里面
But we humans in the Garden of Eden
受了魔鬼的试探
We're tempted by Satan
结果吃了这个分别树的那个果子
And we ate this forbidden fruit
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
虽然在表面上不过是吃了一个果子
Outwardly we just ate this fruit
常常有人在那里发这个问
And some people ask
人不过吃了一个果子
All he did was eat a fruit.
这也不是什么大的罪。
It's not a great sin.
为什么神就这样的刑罚人类呢
？But why did God punish man because of this?
弟兄姊妹，不是一个果子的问题。
It's not the question of this fruit.
乃是敬拜的问题。
But the aspect of worship.
你有没有看见神乃是独一无二的神？
Have you seen that God is the only God?
你有没有看见你应当顺服，应当敬拜？
Have you seen that you are to submit and worship this God?
当人吃这个分别善恶树的果子的时候
，And when he ate this forbidden fruit,
你知道为什么他吃呢
？Do you know why he ate it?
乃是要高抬他自己。
Because they want to exalt themselves.
他否认神的地位和荣耀。
They deny the position and glory of God.
他要把他自己抬高起来，与神同等。
They want to exalt themselves to be equal with God.
他要自己得着荣耀。
They want to receive glory for themselves.
他没有想到。
They did not think.
当他在那里要争取自己荣耀的时候
When he wanted to receive that glory for himself,
他是把荣耀归给了撒旦
He gave the glory to Satan.
他不敬拜神
He did not worship God.
他以为是敬拜自己
He thought he was worshiping himself.
其实是敬拜那恶者
But yet what he is worshiping is the enemy.
所以你要看见敬拜就成了宇宙中一个征战的焦点。
So we see that worship becomes a battle point in the whole universe.
今天我们究竟是敬拜神呢？
Today, do we worship God?
还是我们敬拜在神以外的东西？
Or we worship those things that are outside of God?
而如果今天我们是敬拜那位对的真神？
Or are we worshiping that true God?
我们就要照着山上的样式来敬拜他。
Therefore, we must worship based on the pattern on the mount.
亚伯拉罕在加勒底的乌尔。
We know that Abraham in Galatians
在加勒底的乌尔 Ur of Chaldea、
oh, Ur of Chaldea
这是亚伯拉罕的故乡。
We know that this is on his home
在那个时候
And in those times
人类都堕落了。
Everyone has fallen from grace
从神那里堕落到偶像的里面去了。
They have fallen from God into the hands of idols.
他们不敬拜那创造的神。
They do not worship the Lord that created them.
他们敬拜神所创造的那些造物。
But what they worship are those things made by God.
正像罗马第一章所告诉我们的。
Like in Romans chapter 1 we are told.
他们虽然知道神。
Although they know God,
他们不把他当作神来荣耀他。
But they don't take him and give him the glory as God has.
不当作神来侍奉他。
They don't serve him as God as the God.
他们的心思啊就昏迷了。
And they're confused in their hearts.
他们进到黑暗的里面去了。
And they enter into darkness.
他们将神的真实啊是变回这个虚晃了。
And this truth of God becomes emptiness.
他们不敬拜创造的神，他们去敬拜那个被创造的物。
What they don't worship is the Creator, but the things they created.
当亚伯拉罕的时候。
And the times of Abraham,
全世界都是这种的光景。
The whole situation of the earth was like this.
所以我们看约书亚二十四章里面。
And in Joshua,
二十四章
24, we are told.
我们看见当约书亚在那里述说往事的时候。
When he was there,
说说过去的历史的时候。
And when he talked about the history of the past,
他说我们的祖宗。
Our ancestors,
就是亚伯拉罕和拿俄的父亲塔拉。
And Abraham and
Nail,
and Nail,
他们的父亲塔拉
and his father Tail,
他们在大河的那一边，在那里拜别的神
and the river on the other side, they're worshiping other gods.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕是生在一个偶像的环境里头。
So we know that Abraham was born in a situation of worshiping idols.
这个乌尔加勒的这个乌尔啊，加勒底的乌尔，现在已经从地里头挖出来 excavated.
And this place of Ur has already been excavated out.
他们在那里考古啊，把它挖出来的时候。
And when the archaeologists are excavating,
他们发现这个城里头满了偶像。
Would they find that the city Ur is full of idols?
并且照着遗传来说。
And according to tradition,
亚伯拉罕的父亲就是造偶像的人。
That Abraham's father was said to be a person that made these idols.
但是亚伯拉罕他是拜独一的真神。
But Abraham was the one that worshipped the true one God.
他怎么来拜我们不知道。
How did he worship? We don't know.
在犹太人中间有这样的故事。
And the Jewish people have the story.
他说亚伯拉罕他宗族的这些偶像不是真的。
Abraham felt that these idols were not real.
所以有一天到他父亲出门的时候。
So one day when his father left home,
他对他的儿子说了。
He said to his own son,
我要出门了。
I'm going out.
这些的这个神道啊，你要来当心当心。
And be careful of these things here.
所以等他父亲走了之后。
And when his father left,
他就把这些的偶像打掉一个胳膊，打掉一个脚。
What he did was he start destroying these idols by their extremities.
等他的父亲回来的时候。
When his father came back,
他一看见这种情形。
And when he saw the situation,
他说我叫你要当心这些的神道啊。
And his father said, I told you to take care of these things.
怎么你把这些的神啊都弄得这个样子了呢？
And how can you destroy these gods?
亚伯拉罕说父亲啊。
Abraham told his father,
你走了之后。
And after you left,
这些的神道就打架起来了。
These idols started to have a fight.
所以就打这一通招啊。
So they started to fight, destroying themselves.
他父亲说哪里有这样的事情。
His father said, how could this be?
亚伯拉罕说。
And Abraham said,
那这些神都是假的。
Then these gods are false.
这是犹太人的故事。
This is a Jewish story.
我们不知道是真的是假的。
We don't know if it's true or not.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现
The glorious God revealed himself to Abraham
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现
That glorious God revealed himself to Abraham
从那天起他就起来敬拜独一的真神
And from that day forth, Abraham stood up to worship the one true God.
所以从亚伯拉罕到一个家。
And from Abraham, his household.
从一个家到一个国。
And from this household became a nation.
这一个家，这个国。
And this home, this house, and this nation.
在当时的世界里头是唯一敬拜真神的。
In that time and age was the only nation, the only family that worshipped the true one God.
神把以色列人从埃及救出来。
The Lord saved the people of Israel from Egypt.
把他们带到西南山下。
And brought them to Mount Sinai.
神就把十条诫命赐给他们。
And the Ten Commandments were given to his people.
你知道这十条的诫命是写在两块的石板上。
We know the Ten Commandments are written on two pieces of stone.
头一块石板是四条诫命。
The first piece of stone has four commandments.
第二条石板是六条诫命。
And the second piece has the other six.
第一条第一块的石板的诫命。
And the commandments on the first piece of stone.
都是规定人与神的关系。
These are the requirements of God and man's relationship.
第二块的石板。
And the second stone.
那是定规人与人的 relationship 关系。
And this is the commandments between man and man.
我们不但人与人中间有关系。
Not only must we have a relationship between man and man.
神有山上的样式来定规。
But the Lord has a pattern of the mount.
人与神中间的关系也有定规。
And so there are requirements between man and God.
第一条的诫命是说，除了神之外，不可以有别的神。
The first commandment is, besides the Lord Himself, there should be no other gods.
你要认识神的地位。
You must understand His position.
他是独一无二的神。
He is the only true God.
他是荣耀的神。
And He is such a glorious God.
第二条的诫命。
The second commandment.
你不可造作什么物件呢？来造一个像。
You must not make idols, graven idols.
并且来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
And worship and serve him.
就是告诉我们说
That is to say,
除了神之外
except for God himself,
我们不应当敬拜任何的东西。
We must not worship any other thing.
只有神是配得我们的敬拜和侍奉的。
Only God is worthy of our worship and service.
第三条的诫命
The third commandment,
不可妄称耶和华的名。
You must not take the Lord's name in vain.
意思就是说
That is to say,
我们要尊敬我们的神。
We must respect our God.
我们要顺服我们的神。
We must submit to our God.
第四条的诫命。
And the fourth commandment.
要守安息日。
You must be, follow the Sabbath.
为什么要守安息日呢
？Why must you, follow the Sabbath?
因为神在六天的时候把工作做完了。
Because six days the Lord finishes work.
所以你们要进入他的安息。
So you must enter into His rest.
换一句话说
，That is to say,
因为神为我们成功了一切。
Because the Lord has accomplished all works.
所以今天我们要接受安息在他的工作的里面。
So we must accept this rest inside of His works.
不是我们工作。
It's not that we have worked.
乃是我们安息在他完成的工作。
But we rest in the complete works that He has done.
这个是敬拜神。
And so this is worship to God.
如果今天我们自己工作
，if we work today ourselves,
而不接受神在基督里为我们做成的
，or not accept what the Lord has accomplished in Christ Jesus,
我们是轻看神。
We despise the Lord.
但是我们接受神在基督里所完成的工作
，but if we accept what the Lord has finished in Christ Jesus,
这个乃是尊敬神，是敬拜神。
This is respecting God.And also worshiping God.
所以神就把这个敬拜这件事情再摆在以色列百姓的面前。
So the Lord once again puts the element of worship in front of His people.
在万国的中间
，amongst all nations，
这一个国家。
This one nation,
乃是被神分别出来。
They have been separated.
他们不但是祭司的国度。
Not only are they a nation of priests.
他们也是唯一敬拜侍奉神的国度。
They are the only nation that worship and serve this one God.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
我们今天被主拯救出来。
We've been saved by our Lord.
我们不但被拯救出来，来侍奉我们的神。
Not only have been saved to serve our God.
我们也被拯救出来，来敬拜我们的神。
We've been saved so that we worship our God.
在世界的上面，人不懂得敬拜。
In this world, people don't understand what is worship.
人是被那撒旦迷惑。
They have been confused.Beguiled by the devil.
他们去敬拜那些虚假的。
And they worship those empty false things.
并且他们是照着他们自己的意思去敬拜。
And they worship according to their own will.
神没有得着敬拜。
And the Lord has not received that worship.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise our Lord.
今天因着基督耶稣的救赎。
Because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他救了我们这一批的人来。
He has saved this group of people.
叫我们能做敬拜的人。
So that we may be all become worshippers.
我们知道我们所敬拜的是谁。
We know whom we worship.
我们也知道怎样来敬拜他。
And we know how to worship him.
因为在他的话语的里面。
Because in his words.
他把身上的样式给我们看见。
He has allowed us to see that pattern in the mount.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不但要敬拜神。
Not only must we worship God.
并且我们也要照着身上的样式来敬拜他。
But we must worship Based on the pattern given to us on the mount.
我们要记得一件事。
And we must remember.
敬拜是人最大的一个荣耀。
Worship is the greatest glory of a human being.
人在世界上的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of man in this world?
人在世界上的目的就是要敬拜神，并且侍奉他，而欣赏他，享受他。
The purpose of man in this world is one to worship him, to serve him, and to enjoy this God.
这一个是人生的意义。
And this is the meaning of life.
人生的意义乃是要敬拜神。
The meaning of life is to worship God.
人生的意义要侍奉神。
The meaning of life is to serve God.
人生的意义要享受神。
And the meaning of life is to enjoy God.
如果不是这样的话，做人没有意思。
And if we don't do this, to be a person, you have no meaning in life.
但是我们要敬拜神。
But to worship God,
我们一定要照着山上的样式来敬拜。
It must be based on the pattern on the mount.
我们不能说，哎呀，我要敬拜。
We must not say, I want to worship.
我要敬拜就是了。
And if I want to worship, that's it.
那就照着我的意思来敬拜神了。
Now worship according to my own will.
你知道，第二代的人。
We know that the second generation people,
就是亚伯和该隐
Cain and Abel,
他们要敬拜神。
They want to worship God.
该隐也要敬拜。
Cain want to worship.
亚伯也要敬拜。
Abel want to worship.
但是该隐呢？
But Cain,
他照着他自己所想的。
Based on what he was thinking,
认为最好的。
He thought that was the best.
他就把他地上的出产最好的来献给神。
And he gave the results of his garden best, the best to God.
他以为说我的最好。当然神一定悦纳的。
He says, the best I have, the Lord will accept it.
但是神看不中他的祭物。
But the Lord did not look upon his offerings.
所以神就弃绝了他。
So the Lord refused him.
亚伯照着神的启示。
And Abel, according to the revelation of God.
他献一只羊在神的面前。
And he gave a lamb before God.
承认自己是一个罪人。
He acknowledged that he was a sinner.
需要宝血来洗净他。
He knew that the blood had to wash him.
他尊敬神的地位。
And he respected God's position.
神就因着他的祭物就看中了他。
And because of his offering, the Lord looked upon him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
就是要敬拜的话，
if you have an element of worship,
你要必须要照着山上的样式来敬拜。
You have to base it on the pattern of the mount.
否则的话，
if not,
你敬拜反而出事。
If you worship in your own way, you will die.
比方说拿德和亚比胡亚伦的儿子
We know like the sons of Aaron
亚伦有四个儿子
We know that Aaron had four sons
两个儿子
Two of the sons
他们用这个燔火来烧香献给神
And they were using burnt offering and burning incense to give to God
用这个 natural fire
Oh, they're using natural fire.
因为烧香的这个火一定是祭坛上的火
Because initially the incense fire was coming from the altar.
祭坛上的火是天上降下来的火。
And this fire came from heaven.
所以你一定要用天上降下来的火来烧香的。
So they must use the fire that comes from heaven to burn the incense.
但是这两个儿子喝醉，喝酒喝醉了。
But these two sons of Aaron, they were drunk.
所以他们糊涂了。
So they were confused.
他们用凡火就点了这个香啊，去烧去了。
So they used the natural fire to burn the incense.
结果从神那里又火出来，把他们烧死了。
But fire came from God and consumed them.
意思就是说。
That is to say,
你要敬拜的话
when you want to worship him,
你不能用你天然的这个火来烧的
you must not use the natural fire inside you to burn with
你一定要用天上圣洁的火焰来焚烧你的心
you must use that natural fire that comes from heaven to burn your heart
所以敬拜有山上的样式
so worship has a pattern on the mount
我们从出埃及记的里面
And we see in Exodus,
神把摩西叫到山上去
God called Moses to the mountain.
他不但把会幕和其中的器具的样式赐给摩西
Not only did he give the pattern of the tabernacle and the furniture therein,
我们看见他也是把侍奉的事告诉摩西
He also taught him how to serve.
同时他也把敬拜的事告诉摩西
And he also told Moses how to worship.
所以敬拜是由山上的样式的
So we see once again that worship has a pattern in the mount.
今天早晨我们就提三件事
Today we mentioned three points.
我到十二点一定停的
I'll conclude at 12 o'clock.
第一件就是在二十九章里面
The first is found in chapter 29.
从二十八节一直到四十六节
From 28 to 46.
那里神就对摩西说
And the Lord said to Moses,
你们要怎样的敬拜呢
How shall you worship?
你们每一天要献两只一岁的羊羔
Each day shall you offer upon the altar two lambs.Of the first year.
在早晨的时候要献一只
In the morning you offer one lamb.
在晚上的时候要献一只
And in the evening offer another lamb.
在这个献这个羊羔的时候
And when you offer this lamb.
我们如果看利未记第一章的话
And when we see Leviticus
第一章
Chapter 1.
我们就看见说这是燔祭 Burnt offering.
We know that this is called the burnt offering.
什么叫做燔祭呢
So what is the burnt offering?
燔祭的意思
The burnt offering means
一面乃是自动献的
It's something which you give freely
燔祭就是全献的全部都烧掉的
And the burnt offering means that you burn all of it
整个的羊
The whole lamb
都要放在祭坛的上面
You put the whole lamb on the altar
然后让这个火慢慢的焚烧
And you allow this fire to slowly burn
第一只羊羔从早晨烧到晚上变成灰了
The first lamb is burned for the morning and becomes ashes.
马上晚上的羊羔又放上去了。
Immediately you put the second lamb on.
烧了一夜又变成灰了。
And you burn it all night and it becomes ashes again.
所以第二天早晨又一只羊羔放上去了。
The second morning you put another lamb on.
换一句话说
That is to say,
这个燔祭的火是不灭的。
That is to say that this burnt offering fire is, will never be quenched.
这个燔祭啊是一直在那里焚烧。
And this burnt offering is continually being burned.
是叫声悦纳的。
So it may be acceptable in God's sight.
我们都知道。
We know.
这个燔祭最基本的就指着我们的主耶稣说的。
We know that this burnt offering represents Christ Jesus.
因为我们的主凭着永远的灵。
Because our Lord, based on the eternal spirit,
他把自己献上。
He gave of himself.
无瑕无疵把自己献上。
Without requirements, without blemish, he gave himself.
他一次就成功了永远的救赎。
And doing that once, he completed all of salvation.
他就拯救我们脱离死刑。
And he has saved us from death.
叫我们能敬拜我们的神。
So that we may worship our God.
所以弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and
sisters, 这个燔祭就是指着主耶稣是我们的燔祭。
So this burnt offering says that the Lord Jesus Christ is our burnt offering.
我们的主在地上的时候
When the Lord was in this world,
他说燔祭和赎罪祭是你所不喜悦的。
It says burnt offerings
and sin offering.
And
sin offering.
And sin offering are something which are what you don't want.
你所要的乃是
But what you want
一个身体
is a body.
看啊
Look,
我来了，要遵行你的旨意。
I have come to fulfill your will.
你的律法刻在我的心里头。
And your laws are engraved in my heart.
我们的主耶稣像一只无无无无斑点，无污秽的一只羊羔。
Our Lord Jesus is a lamb without blemish or any spots.
他献在神的面前。
And he is offered in front of God.
他是甘心乐意的献。
And he was willing to be offered.
献的时候要加上素祭和奠祭。
And when you are offered, you must give
oblation.
Oblation.
And drink offering.
And drink offering.
这个赎祭就是代表主耶稣在地上一生的这个纯洁。
This oblation represents the pureness of Christ Jesus in this world.
奠祭就是表明欢欢喜喜的意思。
And drink offering means that he happily does this.
所以当我们的主把自己献给神的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus gave himself to God,
他是把一个纯洁的身体献给神。
He gave a pure body to God.
并且他是欢欢喜喜的献给神。
And he happily, joyfully gave himself to God.
因着他这样甘心的献上。
And because of this willing heart,
叫我们今天在他里面被神悦纳。
We can be acceptable in front of God.
但是这一个燔祭在第二个意义上，
But the second meaning of this burnt offering,
也是指着我们说的。
It also represents us,
因为我们与基督联合。
Because we are united with Christ,
我们与他联合成为燔祭。
And we are united with him to become this offering.
这个就是罗马十二章第一节所说的。
And so this is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。罗马十二章第一节。
I urge you by the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭
that you present your bodies to Christ as a living sacrifice
是圣洁的
that is holy
是神所喜悦的
and acceptable unto God
你们如此侍奉
as you serve
那是理所当然的
this is your reasonable service
我们知道这个如此侍奉是理所当然的
and this reasonable service mentioned here
在原文的里面
in the original text
也有另外一个意思
there's another meaning found
所以有的英文的译本里头
And so sometimes English translation.
他不用 reasonable service.
They don't use the word reasonable service.
他用 spiritual worship.
They say it is a spiritual. It is your spiritual worship.
是你属灵的敬拜。
It is your spiritual worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
什么叫做敬拜呢
？So what is worship?
敬拜就是将你的身体献上当作活祭。
Worship is to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
当你把你自己献给神
And when you give yourself to God,
像每天的燔祭一样
Just like the continual burnt offering,
你早晨把自己放在祭坛上
In the morning, you put yourself on the altar.
你说神啊
Says, Lord,
我这个人不是我的
Says, I am not my own.
我是属于你的
Because I belong to you.
我今天活在地上
And I that I live in this world
是为你而活
I live for you
我在地上
And I in this world
是为着你的享受
And I live for your enjoyment
你要做什么
What you want to do
你可以随便
You can do whatever you want
因为我是属于你的
Because I belong to you
这个是奉献
And this is an sacrifice
你到了晚上
And in the evening,
你再在神面前说
Once again before the God,
我并没有从祭坛上爬下来
I have not climbed off the altar,
我还在祭坛上
I'm still on the altar,
我还是属于你的
I still belong to you,
到第二天早晨起来
And the second morning you wake up,
你说神啊
the Lord,
我又献上来了
I once again offer myself,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
your brothers and sisters,
奉献不是一生一次而已
You don't offer only once in your whole lifetime,
有人说我十年前奉献了
People said, I offered 10 years ago.
那么你今天在不在祭坛上
But today, are you on the altar?
奉献乃是日夜不息的
Offering is there, you are continually from day to night.
你一直把你自己摆在神的面前
Once, when you place yourself before God.
神啊，我是你的
Lord, I am yours.
随你的便
Do what you want.
因为你有主权
Because you have the authority.
当你这样生活的时候
And when you live this life,
这一个乃是属灵的敬拜
And this is a spiritual worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要以为说敬拜是做一件什么事情
Don't think that worship is to do something.
我们要记得敬拜就是我的一生
But we know that worship is our whole life.
我们这一生是一个大的敬拜。
Our whole life should be one great worship.
我们的一生就是在那里做见证。
Our whole life should be a testimony.
神的地位。
God's position.
神的荣耀。
God's glory.
我们的一生。
Our whole life.
就是承认我们的不够不足。
We acknowledge that we are not enough.
我们的一生。
In our whole life,
就是服在神大能的手下。
We are under His Almighty's hand.
我们的一生就是尊敬他，顺服他。
We, our whole life, we must respect and submit to Him.
我们一生承认说。
In our whole life, we acknowledge.
他所做的都是最好的。
All that He does is the best for us.
这个叫做敬拜。
And this is called worship.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们把敬拜当作一个什么东西了？
What thing do we think worship is now?
我们以为敬拜。
We think that worship.
乃是我们五体投地就是敬拜了。
We just bow down to him.
不是的。
That is not it.
你的一生是一个敬拜。
Because your whole life should be worship.
这个是山上的样式。
And this is based on the pattern in the mount.
是我们应当遵守的。
And this is something which we should follow.
第二节。
The second point.
乃是在三十四章。
Is found in chapter 34.
因为三十四章也是山上的样式。
Because this is also the pattern in the mount.
虽然摩西下了山了。
Although the mount, Moses came down from the mountain.
以色列人犯罪了。
And the people of Israel sinned.
但是神叫摩西再上山去。
But the Lord called Moses back to the mountain.
他再在那里把山上的样式加重给他。
And once again, he emphasized the pattern on the mount.
所以第二点，
the second point is,
什么叫做敬拜呢？
What is worship?
这里神对以色列人说，
Now God says to the people of Israel,
我要与你们立约。
Behold, I make a covenant.
我把你们从万国中分别出来。
I have separated you from all nations.
我要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
你们要做我的百姓。
And you shall be my people.
所以你们不能与这个列国混在起来。
You cannot be confused with other people.
你们不能与他们通婚。
You cannot be married with them.
你们不能拜他们的偶像。
You cannot worship their idols.
你们到了迦南地。
And when you enter into Canaan,
要把所有的这些的偶像完全毁掉。
You destroy all their altars.
因为你们是一个圣洁的百姓。
Because you are a holy people.
因为我神是圣洁的。
Because the Lord, I am holy.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做敬拜呢？
What is worship?
敬拜与分别。不能分开的。
We are separated in something which cannot be separated.
如果我们没有从世界里头分别出来的话，
we are not separated from the world.
我们不能敬拜。
We cannot worship.
我们如果要敬拜神的话，
if we want to worship our God,
我们必定要从世界里头分别出来。
We must be separated out from the world.
我们不能照着世界上的人的样式来敬拜神。
We cannot worship God according to the pattern of the world.
我们必须要从世界里头分别出来。
We must separate ourselves out from the world.
我们虽然在这个世界上，
although we are in the world,
我们并不是属于这个世界。
But we are not of the world.
是神把我们从世界里头分别出来的人。
Because God has separated us out and nation from the world.
所以在我们的生活的里面，
so in our daily lives,
我们必须要与世界分别为圣。
We must be separated out unto holiness.
但是今天我们看见基督教，
but today Christianity,
是落在世界的里面去。
We are found in amongst the world.
世界充满了基督教。
The world, the Christianity is full of the world.
基督教里所有一切所做的都是采取世界人的办法。
Things that we do in Christianity are based on the ways and methods of the world.
我们不能把教会和世界再分出来了。
And we cannot separate the world and the church.
怎样能谈到敬拜这件事呢？
And so how can we talk about worship?
如果今天我这个人是活在世界的误会的里面，
if I live in the sins of the world,
我怎么能敬拜这位圣洁的神呢？
So how can I worship this holy God?
所以我们如果要敬拜的话，
so if we want to worship,
神有山上的样式。
God has a pattern in the mount.
他说你们要分别为圣。
You are separated out unto holiness.
当然我们已经知道，
but we know,
在旧约的时候，
in the Old Testament time,
因为他们是神所立的百姓，
Because these are God's people.
属地的百姓 ，earthly people.
These are earthly people.
所以神给他们那个身上的条例也是属地的。
And so these requirements are also belong to the world.
你们不能与迦南的弃族吻合起来。
You cannot marry the people of Canaan.
你们不许拜这些的偶像。
You cannot worship their idols.
这样就分别出来了。
And in this way, you're separated out.
这都是外面的。
These are outward things.
但是今天我们是神属天的子民。
But today we belong to heaven.
所以我们的分别是里面的，不是外面的。
So our separate points are found inside and not outside.
不只是外面的分别。
Not only are we separated outwardly.
那是里面的分别。
But there's a separation found inside of us.
不是说你穿某一种的衣服就是分别了。
So that's not to say that you wear certain clothes and you therefore you're separated out.
乃是说基督的生命在我们里面。
But that is to say that Christ's life is inside of us.
基督的生命在我们里面，把一切处于世界的，把它推出去。
And Christ inside of us, His life casts out all things of the world from inside of us.
你越跟从基督
，and the more you follow Christ,
基督的生命在你里头越长大
，and as Christ's life continues to grow,
世界的东西越出去。
More things of the world will be cast out.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这个分别的。
Separation, this wall,
乃是基督的生命在我们里面长大所造成的。
This wall of separation is based on God's Jesus Christ's life growing inside of us.
所以到新耶路撒冷城的时候
，So the New Jerusalem,
你从来没有看见过那么高的一座墙啊
！You've never seen such a great tall wall.
那就是说，基督的生命在圣徒的里面已经成熟了。
And this wall is based on the saints of Christ's life growing inside of us.
满有基督长成的身量。
We've grown to the full stature and measure of Christ.
这样就完全分别出来了。
And so therefore we can be separated out completely.
城里面城外面完全分开了。
Those in and out the city we are separated out.
神就得着敬拜。
And so God receives the worship.
神就得着他的地位。
And the God receives his position.
神就得着他的荣耀。
And God receives his glory.
好，第三件事。
The third point.
我们看见以色列人一年三次
We know that there were three,
一年三次
there were three times a year
他们必须要到耶路撒冷
Three times a year they had to go to Jerusalem
要去召见神
They had to see their God
乃是在逾越节无酵节的时候
In the Passover time
在七七节就是无逊节的时候
And in the Pentecostal time
和最后那个祝棚节的时候
And in the Feast of the Tabernacle,
我们看见他们在这三个祭里头
and in these three feasts,
他们必须要到耶路撒冷去朝见神
Three times a year must they see their God
在那里要去敬拜神
And they must come there to worship their God
因为以色列人是神属地的百姓
And because the people of Israel are earthly people
所以他们要去朝见神啊，要到一个地方去的
So when they want to appear before God they have to go to a certain place
也有一定的时间去朝见神
There are certain times they had to go
这是神对以色列人所定规的
And this is something what God has a requirement on his people
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们怎样呢
But today, brothers and sisters, what are we doing?
我们今天知道说
Today, we are
主耶稣在约翰第四章里面
In John 4, we are told
他与撒玛利亚的女人在那里谈到敬拜的事情
When we talk about worship to the Samaritan woman
那个撒玛利亚女人说
And the Samaritan woman said
你们犹太人在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面敬拜
You Jewish people, you worship in Jerusalem in the holy temple
我们撒玛利亚人在这个基列西山上敬拜
But we Samaritans worship in the mountains
究竟我们要到哪里去敬拜呢
Where shall we go to worship?
我们的主说
And our Lord said
他说妇人啊
He says, woman
时间到了
The time has come
现在就是了
The time is now
敬拜不再是在哪里的问题了
AndWorship is not where now anymore.
敬拜乃是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
But we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
因为神是灵。
Because God is the spirit.
所以敬拜他的要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And so they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我讲个故事给你们听。
I'll tell you a story.
我认识一个弟兄。
I know a brother.
他得救了之后。
After he was saved.
他实在爱主。
He really loved the Lord.
他是个银行的经理。
He was the president of a bank.
你知道做银行的经理应酬很多。
You know that he has many social activities.
差不多晚上都不在家吃饭的。
So every night he would not be home to eat.
没有时间的。
He didn't have time.
但是他得救了之后。
But after he was saved.
他很有见证。
He had a testimony.
行长的银行行长的桌子上放一本圣经在那里。
He had a Bible on the president's desk.
有人进来的时候。
And when someone came.
看见有圣经在那里。
They saw the Bible.
那么人常常请他出去吃饭晚上。
So people would invite him out for dinner.
有许多的应酬。
He had many social activities.
他就是说。
But he said.
他说我有礼拜的日子我不应酬的。有聚会的时候不应酬。
When there are meetings, I cannot go out.
那个时候聚会也很多。
There are many meetings at that time.
比方说礼拜二有聚会，礼拜三有聚会啊，礼拜五有聚会啊。
There was a day almost every day of the week, meeting every day of the week.
所以有聚会一概谢绝。
He says every time there's a meeting, therefore I humbly refuse.
所以人就问他说了。
So someone asked him.
他说别人礼拜是到礼拜天才礼拜的。
Other people worship on Sunday, go to church on Sunday.
怎么你礼拜二也去礼拜了呢？
Why are you going to church on Tuesday too?
礼拜四也去礼拜了呢？
Go there on Thursday.
他说不是礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天吗？
Is it not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, on and on and on and on?
都是礼拜吗？
Are you not supposed to worship? In the Chinese, are you not supposed to worship every day it means? The words. Something was lost in translation.
今天我们在新约的里面
Today we the New Testament time
我们的礼拜不再受时间的限制了
And our worship, our day is not restricted by time
我们的礼拜不再受空间的限制了
And our worship is not restricted by space
我们的礼拜乃是用灵和诚来礼拜
But we worship based on spirit and in truth
灵
That's spirit
也许我们觉得这个灵有一点神秘。
Maybe it's a mystery to us.
我用心吧。
Maybe I'll say heart.
我们要用心来礼拜神。
So we must use our hearts to worship God.
如果我们光用嘴唇来敬拜他。
If we only use our mouths to worship Him.
而我们的心远离他。
And if our hearts are so far from Him.
主说我不愿拿这个东西。
The Lord says, "This is not acceptable in my sight."
我们要敬拜神，要用我们的心来敬拜神。
To worship our God, we must worship Him with our hearts.
什么叫做用灵来敬拜呢？
And what does it mean to worship Him in the spirit?
就是借着灵里良心的指责来敬拜神。
What we do is worship Him with the rebuking of the conscience of the Holy Spirit.
我们的良心有的时候责备我们。
Sometimes our conscience does rebuke us.
有的时候称许我们。
And sometimes it admonishes us.
我们要凭着这个良心来敬拜我们的神。
And based on this conscience, we must worship our God.
什么叫做用灵来敬拜呢？
And so what does it mean to worship in the Spirit?
凭着我们灵的直觉来敬拜神。
We worship God according to the feelings of the Spirit.
Intuition.
Intuition.
我们灵里面神给我们感觉的时候
，and when the Lord gives it to us this intuition，
我们就凭着这个里面的启示来敬拜神。
And we feel that this is God's revelation, and based on this we worship.
我们借着灵里与主的交通来敬拜神。
And we use the Spirit that gives us the fellowship with God to worship Him.
当我们与神在那里相交的时候，这个就是敬拜。
And when we commune with God.This is called worship.
当我们照着灵的启示来遵行的时候，这个就是敬拜。
And when we follow according to the revelation of the Spirit, this is worship.
当我们存着一个无愧的良心来生活的时候，这个就是敬拜。
And when we live a life blameless conscience, then this is called worship.
什么叫做用诚实来敬拜呢？
And so how do we worship Him in truth?
这个诚实这一个字。
This word truth
如果在主观方面就是我们所说的 sincerity 老实诚实 honesty
it really means honesty or sincerity subjectively speaking
所以有的圣经里头就翻 sincerity
so some people say we must worship him in sincerity
这个是从客观的眼光来看
but objectively we see
那就是真理
but this means truth
所以你要翻这个 sincerity 也可以，要翻 truth 也可以的。
You may translate it subjectively as sincerity or objectively as truth.
如果我们把灵当作主观的。
And if we look at the spirit as something subjective.
把真理当作客观的。
And the truth as something objective.
那我们知道，我们要敬拜神，要照着真理来敬拜。
So we know that we must worship God based on truth.
神的话就是真理。
God's word is that truth.
所以我们要照着神的话来敬拜他。
So based on God's words, we must worship Him.
主耶稣说：“我就是真理。”
The Lord says, "I am truth."
我们要在基督的里面来敬拜神。
So in Christ Jesus, we must worship God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
所以你要看见今天我们的敬拜是不受时间、空间的限制。
So today our worship is not limited by time and space.
原谅我这样的说。
Forgive me for saying this.
今天神的儿女不懂得什么叫做敬拜。
The children of God do not know what it means to worship God.
你常常看见礼拜天一个礼拜堂的门口挂了一个牌子。
Sometimes we see in front of the church, we see this plaque.
Worship, 十点到十一点。敬拜十点。到十一点。
It says worship time will be from 10 to 11 only.
好，你要敬拜的话，到了礼拜天十点到了。
So if you want to worship, you have to come here at 10 o'clock.
那你怎样来敬拜呢
？So how do you worship?
哎呀，先唱唱诗。
First we sing some hymns.
有一个牧师带我们祷告一下。
And the pastor leads us in a prayer.
你自己不必祷告。
You don't have to pray.
还不够。
That's not enough.
要唱诗班来唱一首诗。
The choir has to sing a song.
来 entertain, 来叫我们享受享受。
We have to be entertained first.
然后呢
？Then,
牧师就讲二十分钟。
The minister talks for 20 minutes.
如果讲了二十一分钟，脚就动了。
If he talks 21 minutes, then he starts to get nervous.
讲得好，点点头。
If he speaks good, you say yes.
讲得不好，摇摇头。
If he says does not say very good, you not shake your head.
那么牧师再来祝福一下。
Then the minister blesses you.
哎呀，我们都得着祝福了。
So we are blessed.
就回去了。
And we return.
那么谁得着享受呢
？So who enjoys this?
是你得着享受啊。
You enjoyed it.
这个敬拜是敬拜谁呢
？And this worship is for who?
神得着什么呢
？What has God received?
神有没有敬拜
？Has God received the worship?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
甚至有人像犹太人一样
Some people are like the Jewish people
一年三次
Three times a year they go
实在说来还没有三次只有两次
Sometimes only once or twice
一次复活节一次圣诞节
Once is on Easter then on Christmas
除了这一个礼拜堂也不见面的
Except for these two times they don't go to the worship service
礼拜有地方
There is a place of worship.
礼拜有时间。
There is a time for worship.
礼拜照出世界上的方式。
But worship comes out from the ways of the world.
来叫我们得着享受。
So that we can enjoy it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
仇敌把神的礼拜从神的儿女的身上夺去了。
The enemy has taken away worship from his own children.
神得不着敬拜。
God cannot receive the worship.
今天我们的神得着多少的敬拜呢
？Today, how much worship has our God received?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
求神拯救我们脱离那老旧的观念。
May the Lord save us from this old attitude.
不要以为说敬拜那是外面的事情。
Don't think worship is something outwardly.
不要以为说敬拜是时间空间的问题。
And don't think worship is element of time and space only.
敬拜是我们整个的人。摆在神的面前。
Worship means that we put our whole body in front of God.
神啊
，God，
你配。
You are worthy.
你来享受我。
Enjoy me.
你照着你的旨意。
And based on your will.
行在我的身上。
Acting on my life.
我用我的心。
And I use my heart to worship you.
我用我的心来爱你。
And I use my heart to love you.
全心全心全心全意来爱着我的神。
My whole heart, my whole desire, I want to love you.
没有时间。
There is no time.
没有地点。
There is no special place.
随时随地。
You can worship at any time and place.
你把敬拜献给你的神。
Because you give your worship to God.
我们的神配得做敬拜。
Because God is worthy of our worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
巴不得我们都做敬拜的人。
May we all become worshippers.
你知道我们的父今天寻找一件事。
We know that our Father is seeking one thing.
他寻找那真正敬拜的人。
He is seeking those that are truly worshiping Him.
他给了我们许许多多的恩典。
He has given to us many blessings.
但是他只寻求一件事。
But He only seeks one thing.
他要我们敬拜他。
He wants us to worship Him.
巴不得我们。
May we
把敬拜赐给他。
May we return the worship to Him.
感谢主。
We praise our Lord.
早六分钟。
We are ahead by 6 minutes.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
Woman, 怎样做一个真正敬拜父的人？
Amen.
在我们每天的生活中，我们把基督献上，叫你心满意足。奉主耶稣的名。